Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir for Women, Shir number 66. In Reb Tursky's book, Wisdom Each Day, he says that people say that if someone had a relative who was hung, don't say, hang that fish there, because it'll give association to that person's relative who's listening to this and will have Akmas Nefesh, even a word association like that. So this teaches you, this Yesod Gadol, this tremendous foundation, is that you have to be very, very sensitive to other people's feelings. We may innocently say something that will cause someone a lot of pain. And just as we take great caution that we should not get hurt, we should also be equally considerate not to hurt others. So that's a very, very important insight. The Gemara says that a person who is a descendant of someone who converted to Judaism, a ger, even if it's 10 generations earlier, the ancestor, don't make a negative comment about the religion which the ancient ancestor comes from. You may think, well, it's 10 generations later. Their identification for Judaism is so strong now that he wouldn't be offended. But the Gemara says otherwise. Because of that remote possibility that a person would be offended, even minimally, such a remark should not be made. That's very, very important. I heard an interesting phenomenal story. I forgot which gadol it was, but basically there was a couple that was planning on naming their child, you know, the son, if it would be a boy. And then in the neighborhood there was a young boy named Yaina son that passed away suddenly due to an illness. And the wife heard this and said, because of that Yonason passing away, you know, I don't want to name my child Yonason anymore if it's a boy. And the husband said, well, it's a different person, and we really should name it like we originally planned Yonason. They went to this tzaddik. I forgot which tzaddik it was. And the tzaddik said, don't name the child Yonason. Give another name. And later the husband asked this tzaddik, I'm a kabbal your words and I won't name the child Yonason, but is there really such a chashad over here that some bad mazel with this that you're worried about? And the tzaddik said, no, it's not that. There's no issue naming this your child Yonason because of that, but you live in the neighborhood of this woman, and every time if you would have a child and name it Yonason, every time your wife would say Yonason, come here, come there, whatever it is, and your neighbor would hear it, your neighbor would have Agmas Nefesh remembering her lost child. You see here that tremendous sensitivity of how careful you have to be. So you don't have full knowledge of other people's backgrounds and circumstances. So we can't always avoid a comment that may affect them. So the idea is usually be quiet, be careful, because it's a sharp instrument. Of words that you use, the Koyach HaLoshon is a sharp instrument, and you have to be really, really careful of how you learn, you know, how to talk, and be careful in the way you talk, and be very cautious. So that's one yesod about being sensitive to other people's feelings. Another idea of bringing joy to newlyweds, which is a tremendous mitzvah, to dance with them. It's brought down in the Gemara, you know, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak used to juggle by weddings to cheer up young people. And some with hadassim, they would juggle these hadassim that we have like sukkahs, those hadassim. And the Talmidim said it's not dignified for someone, such a chash of a person like you, to act this way, but he didn't pay attention. It's brought down in Gemara Ksubis that when Shmuel died, a fiery wreath of hadassim surrounded his body. That was a nace that rarely occurred even then. So the Talmidim said that Hashem is maskim to him. He was right to do this mitzvah this way. So despite this, Rav Shmuel having a tremendous knowledge in Torah and being one of the greatest gedolim, he had the siman min hashamayim. And the siman min hashamayim was not in a form, let's say, of a sefer Torah or words of Torah that surrounded his body to show how great in Torah he was. No, it was the hadassim that made the hearts of the chassan and kala happy. So every one of you that goes to weddings and says beautiful words to the kala or the mother of the kala and dances with them is a real beautiful mitzvah. That's another lesson. A third lesson that we could learn, just the human nature. There's a Sefer Chaim. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's from the brother of the Maral. It could be wrong. He quotes a Ben Sira, which was a a real book of wisdom, that a person is more concerned about his loss of money rather than the loss of his days. You know, I think there's songs about it. Adam doyeg al ibud damav, vein adam doyeg al ibud yamav. People are more concerned about the loss of his money, but not the loss of his days. And this was written 2,000 years ago, which means that human nature did not change. You know, we now live in a more materialistic age, electronic age. So we have this concept, and that stress that we have very often is because of worrying about our life, you know, about running after money and chasing that to be leaders, to be financially successful. But we don't take care of our health as we go along. And we, you know, you're at the risk of heart attacks and strokes and migraines and digestive disorders. And people don't change their lifestyle until Khalila, they have a bypass surgery, then they wake up. So here's an author, that Ben Sira, that lived over 2,000 years ago, and he noted people lived that way even then. It took off years off their life because for them money was a greater priority, and chasing it was a greater priority than life itself. So the idea is we should try not to wait until something affects our health, but rather we should do everything we can to make our days worthwhile and not worry about money as much, you know, and really just to have more, you know, learning the Shaar Bitachon definitely helps with this. Another lesson is to protect the person's honor. There's a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin that says Rabbi Yehuda was lecturing and there was a odor of garlic coming from one of the students' breaths that was disturbing him. And he said to the room, to the disciples, "Well, whoever ate garlic, please leave the room. It's disturbing me." And Rav Chia left. Later, Rabbi Yehuda's son, Rav Shimon, met Rav Chia. He said, "You know, you should have known better than to sit in front of my father after you ate garlic. Why did you do that?" And Rav Chia answered, "I didn't eat any garlic, but I knew that the one who had eaten it may have felt humiliated if he had to leave, so I left first. And that way, no one would point a finger to an actual culprit." So it's interesting, right after I learned this Gemara, and it was in Daf Yomi at the time, so I overheard someone say, it was an elderly person, that he did this as he was in a, as a young person, and they were in an out-of-town place, and without the yeshiva system was weak, and basically... But they were the Jewish, there was a Jewish program. I don't know all the details, but basically they told the whole class, anyone who is in the level that they could understand Talmud, come over here. Anyone who could understand Mishnah, come here. Anyone who doesn't know that and needs to work on even saying the words and daven, come over here in this group. Now, no one would go there because they're embarrassed. Who would be embarrassed? So this person, even though this person knew how to read and how to daven, he went up and was the first one to join that group. And once he joined that group, then other people also joined that group who didn't even know how to daven, and they weren't embarrassed. So that is the madrig over there. So to reiterate these four beautiful lessons that we learned today, number one is to be very sensitive to other people's feelings, to be careful with your words, because words are sharp instruments, and if you're not sure, you be silent. Number two, the greatest mitzvah of making a chassan and kala happy and dancing with them and saying beautiful words and making it joyous for them. Number three is not to worry about money as much as to worry about the loss of your days. Make the most of your days and work on a healthy lifestyle. And number four, of to protect the person's honor, like the story in the Gemara with the garlic, to protect the person's honor so that they should not be embarrassed. Bracha v'atzlacha.